It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you guys for listening or watching, or maybe osmosis or teleporting Davin's Den. However you get this, we certainly do appreciate that. So we are getting ready to do our Mother's Day. If I can find the damn, there it is. Our Mother's Day Worst Moms of the Year countdown. Now our one prevailing rule is kids cannot die. Kids cannot die. And really, the kids cannot be, like, physically maimed forever. I mean, listen, a kid can take a shot or two. We're not going to be pussies about it. But, we don't want the kid to wind up a Cyclops or something like that, because that's not really in good taste. So in that spirit, we do our Worst Moms Countdown. Thank you, Freddie Mercury. We will tie our mother down because she's a bad, bad woman. I will go first on this one. Joe will go second, and Pip can bring our candidate for the number three worst mom of the year. I have called this mom Grinch. This mom is Grinch. A self-obsessed mom in the UK is making Christmas jingle hell this year by blowing $10,000 on herself and refusing to spend a single penny on her two children. Carla Bellucci, 38, boasted about using a stocking full of cash for new veneers, Botox, manicures, facials, and brand new duds ahead of Christmas Day while demanding that her kids, Tanisha, 15, and Jaden, 13, make their own money if they want gifts under the tree. She's calling the Scrooge move No Gift COVID Christmas. If they want Christmas gifts, they'll have to buy them for themselves, like I did. Bellucci, who lives in Hitchin, about a 90-minute drive north of London, told The Sun, the single mom says she deserved the blowout amid the harrowing COVID-19 pandemic. Lockdown stressed me, so I needed to spoil myself, she said. I've always bought the kids nice things at Christmas throughout the years. It's mommy time now! Mommy time, I say! Bellucci, who makes money selling sex snaps on her OnlyFans account, of course she does, also called the self-indulgent splurge a necessity. And if there's one thing Miss Bellucci knows, it's about splurging. I rely on my looks, so it's a necessity. But it means the kids will have to go without over Christmas, she told the paper. The mom then compared herself to Kris Jenner, saying she's pushing Tanisha and Jaden to become Insta-famous, like and TikTok stars, and they will thank her one day. It sounds harsh, but I know they're on the social media feeds, doubling their efforts for promotion deals, just like the Kardashians and Kylie Jenner. So I consider myself a supermom for inspiring them, the mom said. However, she added, Tanisha told me I'm a spoiler and Jaden's not talking to me. Last year, the image-obsessed Bellucci stoked outrage by bragging about getting a free nose job from the cash-strapped NHS. I think that's the National Health Service. The country's universal healthcare system, The Sun report. I deserved my free nose job. You know how many facials I had to take to get this nose job? I did what I had to get it. If anything, the NHS inspired me to have more plastic surgery, she said. I got my veneers and a touch of Botox and fillers this year. I was furious when lockdown hit and I couldn't fly overseas for surgery. Bellucci says she doesn't care what others think for her parenting style. My kids know I love them, and frankly, that's what matters, she said. That and a perfect teeth for my Christmas turkey. So let me recap my candidate for number three. I know this is different than leaving the kids or a crack-fueled mom. I know this is or beating the kids. I know, but we're going for creative. No gifts on Christmas. During COVID, where she says she needs it mentally, but she doesn't care about her kids needing it mentally. It's been very hard for her, but don't worry about the kids needing a little pick-me-up. She wants them to work during COVID when most people were home quarantining, and she wants her 13 and 15-year-old kids to be a slave to social media and rely on their looks. That's why Miss Bellucci is my third contender for worst mom of the year, and I do think she's very, very creative in her awful parenting style. Joe, what do you got?
A North Carolina mother is charged after infant found with missing fingernails and toenails. A mother has been criminally charged after investigators said she mutilated her 20-month-year-old toddler, allegedly leaving the child with missing fingernails and toenails. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office arrested Nikki Manning, 30, on one count of felony child abuse inflicting serious injury. Sergeant Daniel told Fox television stations that deputies received a report of the child possibly being abused at the mother's Greenville home on October 5th. The toddler was sent to nearby Vidant Medical Center, where the hospital staffers noticed the child had multiple fingernails and toenails missing. Staffers said the child tested positive for narcotics, according to the police. Deputies arrested Manning, obviously, on November 10th. She was released after posting a $75,000 secured bond. Darnell said the detectives are still investigating the case. They haven't revealed the child's gender or current medical status, and there was no immediate word on who currently has the custody of the child.
Well, that's not fun. Pip, what do you got?
Hold on a second. I'm
Did we surprise you?
Mother arrested for sending 3-year-old to daycare in Lyft. A Manchester, New Hampshire mother has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child after police says she hired a Lyft driver to take her 3-year-old to daycare and later left her urine-soaked baby strapped in a carrier near a heater. Stephanie Gaudu, 35, was arrested Friday evening after she initially barricaded herself in her home when police arrived, according to a news release. Police said their investigation began last Wednesday when officers were notified that Gaudu's 2 young children had not been picked up from daycare. The child care center's employees told police that they could not contact Gaudu by phone and that Gaudu also has a 3-month-old baby. Officers went to Gaudu's home that day to check on her and the baby. They said the woman appeared incoherent and disoriented, I'll bet, and had trouble answering questions. Officers found the baby in a carrier seat and covered in urine, the release said. The carrier was within 6 feet of a heater, and the baby was wrapped in heavy clothing and a blanket in danger of overheating, the officers feared. The investigating case In investigating the case, police later learned that last Monday, Gaudu had hired a Lyft driver to take her 3-year-old child to daycare. The child arrived safely, but unaccompanied by an adult, police said. According to police, the charge of endangerment arose both from the Lyft ride and the condition of the infant. Because Gaudu did not initially surrender to police Friday when they came to her home, she was also charged with resisting arrest.
Well, I mean, my mom's the most fun. I mean, Jesus. I mean, you know, my mom is very, very entertaining, you know. And really, if you're with my mom, you're going to get overheated. She's still selling pictures on OnlyFans. So, I mean, really. You know, listen, did she pay for the Lyft ride, Pip? I mean, you know.
They didn't say that it was an unpaid-for Lyft ride. It was just an unaccompanied Lyft ride.
All right. Well, you know what? It's not like my mom where the kids have to fend for themselves. I mean, this mom paid for the Lyft ride. I don't see the problem.
I think that putting a toddler in the cab by themselves, I mean, it's disgusting and gross that the baby was covered in urine, but
they're babies! Pip, they're babies! They're always covered in urine. That's what they do. They're not picky.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it was near the heater, and it was too bundled up for the police. It's like, but this is very subjective, and not totally with it, which worries me. But really, the thing that really got me was shoving a baby in a car. I'm wondering how old is the youngest Lyft rider that's ever been known of themselves.
You know what? I bet this kid got a very good rating. I bet the kid left a very good rating for the driver. I feel like this was much ado about nothing. You know, how often...
3-year-old's tip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, so often Joe will say these kids are coddled. They don't know what for. Here we have a mother who's saying, you know what? You need to learn how to ride yourself. I'm not asking you to drive. That would be abusive. But there's no reason why you can't go with this nice 24-year-old and go to daycare. I'm paying for daycare. I'm taking care of you. I'm too fucked up to take care of you, but I will pay for your ride. This is a mother who's making for her kids. I don't think it's not like my mother who's depriving. This mother is a giver.
She's making sure that the child gets to daycare.
Sure. It's not neglect.
She's home all day anyway, so she was being good and sending the kid to daycare rather than like wrapping him up in a blankie, in P Central.
You know what? But then the baby turned blue, was too cold. Why didn't she throw a blanket over? You said it yourself, very subjective. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I feel like your mother is misunderstood and miscast. That's what I feel.
Yeah. Joe, do you have a defense for yourself?
There is no defense for Joe.
Yeah. We talked about urine-soaked blanket, that stuff that, an Uber, that stuff that passes. You're talking about a woman that did not get presents for her children. That's one season.
That's one season. Because Joe thinks things were better on Arbor Day and Halloween.
Yeah.
Could be. And also, you're talking about, a different type of story, where Davin is saying, this woman didn't get Christmas presents for her kids. And my story, you have a person, taking somebody's fingernails and toenails off is kind of unique in a sense. It's not something that everybody would want to try, but I feel it's unique. I also feel that it's a hideous act. Also, for the simple fact that besides fingernails and toenails, that the child tested positive for narcotics.
So, but Joe, hold on. Let me stop you right there. See, the difference between your mom and my mom for these stories is your mom shares. My mom won't fucking share. Your mom is sharing the drugs. That's a better mommy, if you ask me.
What terrible criteria.
What? What? Sharing is important. A good parent teaches the children how to share. Mommy is sharing the meth and coke. She's not being a drug hog about that shit. She's sharing. And the kid can't pay. The kid's got no income. So here, give mommy a toenail. It's what? This is...
My friend, for an infant, are better not shared.
Well, Joe, but that's all subjective. Joe, really? That's all arbitrary. What do you really know?
Or a cup of this was methamphetamine. The things, my friend, are better not shared.
Well, Joe, then what is the appropriate age to use meth?
I don't know.
Listen, now
I can absolutely say with authority, 20 months old is a little young.
You know what, Joe? But
authority and conviction.
This is rich. This is rich coming from you, who rails all the time. What's with these kids today? They got to get out there in the real world. They're so coddled. Why don't they do? Here we have a 20-month-year-old.
You're supposed to be coddled at 20 months.
It's a blurry line, Joe. It's a very blurry line.
They're supposed to be coddled at 20 months.
When you're 18 or 17, no. But when you're 20 months old, I can agree with you. You gotta be fucking coddled, yes.
You know what?
Methamphetamine at that age is a skosh too young.
You say lack of parental discretion. I say go-getter. I mean, really, it's semantics.
No. Lack of parental discretion. Well, is not a serious effect, and the uniqueness of both situations, I think, is still of interest. But I think in mine, I think that mine has a little bit more bearing as the worst mother in story number three of this program.
What say you, Pip?
Hang on a second. My mother has swaddled her infant in urine, hot urine.
You know what? Some people pay good money for that, dear. Some people pay good money for that type of treatment, and this mom gave it to the kid for free. Again, a giver.
This is not a spa treatment.
But at least in my story, But at least in your story, if the little kid wanted to get their nails done, they would be there to be painted.
But you know what? But Joe, how often do we talk about the sexualization of young children? This mother is saying, unlike my mother's like, no, go sell yourself on social media. Go, why can't you do OnlyFans? You're 13. Your mother, Joe, is saying, you know what? I don't like any of this sexualization. It starts with the painting the nails. Off with the nails. We're not even going down that road.
Off with the nails.
Thank you very much. That's a very unwise choice on the mother, which makes her making a bad choice, which makes her, in segment three of this, the bad mother.
All right, Pip, finish your defense, Pip.
You know what? I just wanted to say about Joe's mother, I think that she was mistaken about the efficacy of certain spa treatments. She was trying to give the child drugs to relax and then give them a little mani-pedi. She thought you had to remove the nails before you polish them and you put them back on. She was just a little mistaken about how the spa treatment works.
A misunderstanding. She's not a professional.
With Joseph Mengele?
Joe, no. How do you know? Joe, listen. You're trying to do bright. Listen, Joe. You try to do right by your kids. You make mistakes. Who knows? Who knew the nails were supposed to stay on the fingers and toes? It's an honest mistake.
Everybody.
Well, not everybody, Joe. Not everybody.
Mentally deficient.
Well, you say mentally deficient. I say exercising her freedom.
Well, speaking of freedom, my mom thought that these kids were free to go off up a lift and go take care of themselves. At 3 years old, you should know what you're supposed to do.
I just picked up the car right and peed himself. I come home from the club the same fucking way. What are you doing?
And covered in urine. And covered in urine. Joe lives your kid's dilemma here. You know, you call this horrible parenting. Joe calls this Saturday night.
But the story's not about me.
Thank goodness. Well, we've certainly had enough fun.
The little kid didn't have to figure out how the car's getting back on Sunday morning. But nonetheless, I'm left out of the story. However, therefore, and to wit, I believe my story would be the one.
I would have to agree.
I have to agree that as entertaining as the no present mommy was, I do agree that Joe's fingernail mommy is the worst.
All right, so we will put that on the board for Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
And now we will go with Pip, then me, then Joe. So, Pip, if you will, story number two.
I will. Just hold on 1 second because I have to scroll.
I was going past
one mom who was bad, but kind of lame in her bad.
Okay.
High schooler and mother arrested for hacking homecoming queen vote.
Ah.
A 17-year-old high school student and her mother were arrested for hacking the school system and changing the homecoming queen vote. Florida, of course, Department of Law Enforcement, said in a press release Monday that the mother and daughter will be charged with offenses against using computers, computer systems, computer networks, and electronic devices, unlawful use of a two-way communications device, criminal use of personally identifiable information, and conspiracy to commit these offenses. Laura Rose Carroll, an assistant principal at Bellevue Elementary School in Florida, allegedly cast 246 votes for homecoming court, making her daughter the homecoming queen. Agents uncovered evidence of unauthorized access to Focus, which I guess is a software network, linked to Carroll's cell phone, as well as computers associated with their residence, with a total of 246 votes cast for the homecoming court, FDLE said. Along with the fraudulent votes for homecoming, the arrest records state that Carroll's daughter had improper access to Carroll's Focus account that has personal information for all students in Escambia County School District. I have known that the daughter logs into her mom's school account in order to access grades and test scores since freshman year when we became friends, one witness told investigators. The witness also alleged that the daughter openly shared private information from the account. The arrest records allege that Carroll's account improperly accessed 372 student accounts over the past 1.5 years. Carol's daughter would have to have been periodically told the password for the account, as Carol is required to change it every 45 days. Carol and daughter were arrested on Tuesday. Carol's bond is set at $8,500, while her daughter was taken to Escambia Regional Juvenile Detention Center. Now, I say that this is a creative bad mom, because not only is she the junior principal of the whole school and has access to the whole school district's student private records, but she gave access to her daughter, and then she wanted Princess to be the homecoming queen and fraudulently voted for her, being the worst example of a mom I could find.
Interesting. All right. I call this one All in the Family. So, a 24-year-old pregnant mom claims she was shocked to find out that her boyfriend and baby daddy was having an affair with her own mother. Jess Aldridge told The Sun that her boyfriend, Ryan Shelton, ran off with her mom, Georgina, after she brought her newborn son home from the hospital. "It's the ultimate betrayal. You expect the new grandmother to fall in love with the baby, not the father," Aldridge told the outlet. The Gloucestershire, England-based family were living together so Georgina could help take care of her grandchildren. Aldridge and Shelton have two children together, a daughter also named Georgina, and a newborn son, Reuben. "We were stuck together for months in the house during lockdown," Aldridge recalled. "It was so hard, especially as Ryan and Mum were always being so flirty. I felt so uncomfortable. It was a horrible experience." Even though Georgina's husband, Eric, was also in the house, Shelton, 29, and Georgina, 44, would spend nights in the kitchen together drinking Bacardi. Aldridge claims she once caught Shelton touching her mom's butt, but he tried to brush it off. "It was disgusting. Her butt? No, the fact that he was touching it, you ninny. She would wear these short dresses and be all touchy-feely with him on the sofa," she said. Aldridge claims she even confronted the pair, although they denied anything was going on. That changed when Aldred was admitted to the hospital to give birth to Reuben in January. While she was having a cesarean section, Shelton, a car parts salesman, I don't know why that's important, broke up. Okay, there's a little tidbit for you.
He's up to no good.
If that's ever a Jeopardy question, you'll know what he does. Shelton,
he knows his parts.
A car parts salesman broke up with Aldridge via text, claiming he was sick of her accusing him of having an affair. "I'm sick of you accusing me of what I'm doing, wench!"
While she's in the hospital?
Yep. But wait.
Having his baby.
Yes. But wait. There's more. Ryan had seen baby Reuben for only a few minutes after he was born, and then 10 minutes the day afterwards as he was moving all his stuff, the new mom said. "They were in such a rush, he even had my mom waiting for him with the car packed in the car park." When Aldridge returned home with her new son, she realized Georgina, a nursing home worker, had also moved out. Although they continued to deny it, the couple finally fessed up. They were living together. The unusual new couple have reportedly officially confirmed their relationship on The Place Where You Do Such Things on Facebook. "My mom told me she can't help who she falls in love with. And Ryan told me the same thing," Aldridge said. "It was a huge kick in the teeth. They had been planning it throughout my whole pregnancy." She said Eric is also devastated by the news.
"You've got 9 months to plan."
Sure.
they're like, "Hurry, she's having a kid, pack the car."
She's,
oh my God.
"She is meant to be a granny to my two children, helping me look after them. But instead, she's off shagging my boyfriend," said Aldridge. "I'm heartbroken. I've lost everything. My mom and the father to my kids." So, all right, let me recap this very quickly. They move in so mom can help with the daughter's 1-year-old and newborn. They're all stuck together because of COVID, and mom is letting the boyfriend grope her right under the daughter's nose, which made the daughter uncomfortable. Mom not only ruins daughter's relationship, but also ruins the daughter's parents' step parents' relationship. Mother will not be around to help the grandkids. Because of mother, now father at best will have a strained relationship with kids' parents, or at worst be out of the picture. Mother has ruined every important relationship of the daughter and daughter's kids. Daughter is having a Cesario of a boyfriend packing up the fucking car to leave with mom. Doesn't seem like the mom wants to visit the daughter or the newborn. That is my choice for the two worst mom, and I do like the creativity of the lecherousness. So, Joe, you made quite the burst onto the scene with drugs and missing toenails to beat me out. I am curious to see how you can beat out my mother right here.
Arizona woman assaulted kids with coronavirus because they were not wearing their masks. An Arizona mother allegedly assaulted her kids and stepchildren because they were not wearing masks after testing positive for the novel coronavirus, officials said. Sarah Michelle Boone, 32, was charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and three counts of child abuse and assault, the documents of the court obtained Thursday said. Charging documents show police responded to the Boone home last weekend when they were told she kicked the boy while he was on the floor. Nothing worse than kick a kid while he's down. Struck another child in the face and picked up the third child by the neck. All allegedly because the children were not wearing masks despite having positive... The children were not wearing masks despite having tested positive for the coronavirus.
Wait, so the kids tested... Hold on. The kids have COVID-19.
And they weren't wearing their masks.
But does the mother have COVID-19 at this point?
No, she's got a warrant.
So I'm trying to...
I don't think she did.
All right. So
she's got a warrant.
I'm trying to figure this out. So she's abusing her kids because they tested positive for COVID. Is that the gist?
They had the coronavirus and they weren't wearing their masks.
Well, I think
she also
that...
She also did that while she was drunk.
Oh, well, who hasn't? Who hasn't smacked a kid with a corona when you're drunk? That makes sense. Again, Saturday night for Joe.
Yeah, they had to bring her down with a stun gun as well.
Well, she was a big woman.
What? They had a stun gun or she was that wasted?
She wasn't complying.
Yeah.
All right. First off, let in my opinion, let's do the easy work. Pip. Your mother's not a bad mother. She's an awesome mother. She is trying her daughter to win homecoming queen. So if we were doing the best moms countdown, maybe then that would be a candidate. But I mean, we're talking about some seriously bad shit here. And you come to us with that, Pip? With that?
No, wait a second. I come to it with a mother who is in charge of important, I've lost all my words.
No, I'm not going to help you.
Records, you know, they're confidential records, and she gives her daughter access to all these confidential records,
yeah.
Which is just ridiculous. It's bad for her job, but it's bad for her kid to be given. It's a terrible, it's a really terrible,
Hold on. Did you just say bad for her kid after the two stories Joe and I shared?
I'm saying she's an awful, I'm having a stroke.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to have to stroke out because I'm not helping you, sweetie. You're on your own here.
She is an awful role model for her child because she's given her all this confidential information and obviously given it repeatedly because every 45 days she's got to change the access to it.
Pip.
But the other thing is...
Hold on.
What?
You said she's a bad role model. Were the mothers that Joe and I shared good role models?
I am saying the reason I picked this mother is because she's trying to win her daughter accolades that she has not earned. Now, it's homecoming queen, so, you know, it's not exactly Mensa candidate, but she's trying to show her daughter the worst possible way to get on in life. Now, having said that... Now that I've heard these other two stories, I graciously bow out.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. Because now we got to get down to brass tacks.
Yes.
Listen, smacking a kid around while you're drunk, Who hasn't done that during the Mother's Day countdown? I feel like that's the first thing on the fucking resume. We just assume you're going to do that shit. The mother I am bringing to you, folks, she has ruined her daughter's life. She's ruined her grandchildren's life. She's ruined the stepfather's life. All because she's got a fantastic ass and a tight little fucking dress. Oh, and they're planning this while the daughter is knocked up, you know, about to give birth. This is a terrible mother. If anybody could smack a kid around when they're drunk, I've been tempted once or twice. The problem is no kids will go near me when I'm drunk. Otherwise, I could be on the list. What do you want me to tell you? But I mean, come on, Joe. Come on. You must concede. As far as creativity and being an all-around horrible, horrible mother, I deserve the top slot.
No, the mother in my story had enough, and she was trying to help these kids. Now, with that being said, the mother in your story, without reservation, is an absolute, utter piece of fucking shit.
Yes, she is!
And believe me, going into the story, like, basically, you see the strategy. I'm going into the story, and I'm hearing your story, and I'm like, all right, I got to kill time with it. I'm going to read it like a fucking ISIS hostage, because I can't, I mean... Yeah, hands down. Hand, what a fucking piece of shit that grandmother was. You and I debate each other. We negotiate. We do all this stuff. There is a thing. I'll never forget when I was going for my purchasing certification. We were in negotiation class, and we went through all the negotiation skills. And then he goes, and there were moments when they fucking got you, and nothing you can do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your graciousness in this. Yeah, this mother. Oh my God! No. Move in with me. I'll help take care of your kids. You're pregnant, and I'm gonna bang your fucking boyfriend.
I'm sitting there, and every, as you're gonna be, Jesus Christ, there's more.
Yeah, I was disgusted when they were flirting and playing grab ass right under her nose. I know that you're all locked in a house together. I know that, like, in England and stuff, their lockdown was even more brutal than ours in some respect. So they were, like, literally stuck in the house. Don't go to the grocery store. You know, they were just stuck in there. And then if you brought people in to be with you, you have to be sure that they're not going to be shagging your husband.
Well,
holy crap.
All right, well.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That was a pair of aces, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just, that's why it took a second to get to my story, because I was like, I'm so flummoxed for what I just heard. Wow.
Like I said, while he's reading the story, I'm looking at mine, and I'm like, well, we got to fill the time.
Very true.
I just can't go, you win. I got to read the fucking story, and men try to make some fucking case against your... Well,
you know, again, though, that not victory to the victor goes to the spoils, Dad. All right. Well, here's what we're gonna do. I must confess something. My number one is who Joe picked for number three. So we know that. I thought that mother was so creative with the toenails and the kid being high on everything. But as Joe said, you got to fill the time. So of course I'm going to cross examine him and everything about it. But yeah,
Pip's story was when I was going through everything I was looking at, and I'm like, all right, we'll see what happens. Because basically what I do is you guys got to come up with three stories. I'll grab sticks. And I'll shuffle as we go, because basically during the break, when we took the break, what I looked at lunch today and said, all right, man, this is what I'm rolling with, was totally different from what I adjusted on my kitchen table when we took our break. Game's still on. I don't, you know, maybe I got the winner for number three. Maybe I don't, you know, but still, it's a lot. We've got a long way with this freaking game. I mean, from when we first started to do it, we'll all have bring three stories. And then it's like, all right, well, the kids have got to be roughed up. And then we made the rule. And now, like, we're feeling like other pieces of shit for looking at this and going, yeah, this is the one. You know, till as the game is actually rolling and you're playing the room. You're actually playing the room.
I always go with what brung me to the dance, which is why I'm saying, you know, I got some other stories which I'll share with you when we're done with the countdown. But that's why I'm saying the one that Joe picked for number three is my choice for number one. So that's my story. So we got that over there, and I subtitled that one "Nailed It." That's how horrible.
As we progress, I'll go with my number three story. Maybe it's good enough. Maybe it's not. But I looked, and you're trying every. All right, what's going on in Thailand? human rights. I'm not looking for fucking human rights. God damn it all. All right, what's going on in Pakistan? And Pakistan, nice people. Me running. Yeah. So you know, it's not like, well, you know, it's where I could find. No, I looked. You know.
All right. So we know what my story is. Because Joe covered it, so let's do your two stories and see if any of them can beat the Nailed It story that Joe won number three with. Whoever wants to go first can go first.
I'll go first.
All right, let's have it.
All right,
Tiffy. Okay. Stockholm mother arrested after keeping son for decades in flat.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yes.
Before you go on. On the internet, that was going to be my number one. That was proof false. She wasn't charged.
Oh! Look at Pip. Good job, Joe.
They didn't bring her up on charges. They felt that there was just the situation there. It wasn't the mother. They didn't charge the mother. They dropped the charges.
And Pip is stunned.
Because that was my number one. You know what? I at lunchtime, I went on and I had the story and I'm looking at it. And there was an update to the story.
Ah.
Oh, God damn it!
Pip, you're free to check the internet. Just double-check me, but that's what I saw.
Oh.
You know what,
Joe? That's the problem with Pip and liberals, always trying to introduce fake news. How many times do we have to tell...
Pip,
where did you get that from? Your Don Lemon? Is that where the Don Lemon ledger? Is that where you got it, Pip? Did you get that from your Mano?
No.
Also, with that story, it is damn near close where Mother's Day was last year. So I don't even make on the. Like a hair away where that could have been debated. So it's like, you know, and you look at the side, go, you know what? I'll fight it. I'll look at the fight. And then, like I said, I was doing the second roundup, and then I saw on that they dropped the charges on the mother.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
But wait, they dropped the charges on the mother, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it didn't happen.
But it doesn't mean it did. How can we verify?
We can't.
If you want to go with the story, you know, if you want to pursue the story...
Yeah, listen, you could do it. It's a major Achilles heel.
Internet just to double-check me, but that's what I saw at lunch today.
Well,
I'm going to read the story anyway so that our viewers know what we're talking about.
Okay.
But, all right, but I trust you, Joe. I believe...
Just know, as Pip reads this, Davin's Den does not stand by Pip here. Pip is reading fake news, utter bullshit. I do not stand by this, but Pip is free...
I'm starting my own network!
Pip is free to spew her fake news. Thank God we have Joe, our own fact checker. Joe, we got Joe actually from Tucker Carlson fact checking. We went at the best fact checkers. You know, Joe before Joe worked for Tucker.
Like I said, I'm not saying no. That's not true. That was going to be my fucking number one, and I looked at that, and I was at lunch, and I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to go with this, and it's like they dropped the fucking. Unless where I'm saying that. You feel like a piece of shit doing this sometimes because you're like, they dropped the fucking charges?
It's terrible. How could they? But what are you going to do? Kid's a fucking liar. It's a worst kid's countdown. But go ahead, Pip. Go on with your fake news. Besmirch this fine woman all for what you call entertainment.
I shall continue besmirching.
Besmirch away, woman.
Besmirching this poor Swedish mother.
Yes.
Swedish police have arrested an elderly woman suspected of having kept her son confined to their flat in a Stockholm suburb for up to 3 decades. She denied false imprisonment and grievous bodily harm after the son, now aged about 40, was found injured and living in squalor. It seems he was only discovered by a relative on Sunday after his mother fell ill and was taken to hospital. He is now undergoing surgery in hospital for his injuries. Police have sealed off the apartment in Hanang, a southern suburb of the capital, to conduct their investigation and are seeking witnesses as they try to piece together what happened. The woman, who is age 70, is expected to remain in police custody while the investigation continues. If she's found guilty of false imprisonment, police say she could face up to 10 years in jail. How was the son found? The relative who discovered the son said she was his sister and had gone to the flat on Sunday evening with her partner after hearing that the mother was in hospital, she told Swedish media. She told Swedish broadcaster SVT that she had moved out of the apartment when she was a teenager and had not seen her brother since. As a child, she said, she had tried in vain to raise the alarm over the welfare of the child who had been removed from school when he was aged 11 or 12. Opening the unlocked door, she said she found the flat in darkness and reeking of urine, decay, dirt, and dust. There was no answer when she shouted hello, so she went
like
in.
Like a comics condo.
No, there's no jizz in the shampoo bottle, Joe. Go on, Pip.
Oh! We don't know that yet. I'll read on.
Well, it's his. It's his jizz, all right?
There was no shampoo in this apartment. That's the problem.
That's a problem.
So she went in, picking her way through mounds of clutter. Oh, that's my house. Hearing a sound from the kitchen, she saw the man sitting in a dark corner, lit by a lamp on the street outside. Sores covered his legs up to his knees. When he saw her, he stood up and whispered her name again and again. He had lost almost all his teeth, and his voice was slurred, she told the paper. Somehow, she said, he had recognized her after all the time had passed, and he was not afraid of her. When the man was taken to hospital, doctors alerted the police, and the mother was detained. Stockholm prosecutor Emma Olsen told Reuters news agency that the man had required surgery without giving further details. The only comment on the time that person has been kind of imprisoned by his mother is, we are sure that it has been a long period of time, police spokesperson Ola Osterling told BBC News. We don't estimate how many years. That's a part of our investigations now to get the detailed information about the exact amount of time. What do we know about the relationship? Earlier, SVT quoted the relative, who was not immediately identified as the sister, as saying the mother had felt bad about losing an earlier child at a young age. When she gave birth again, her new son was given the same name. She wanted her dead son back and became overprotective. I'm just thankful that he got help and is going to survive, the relative told Expressen. So, before Joe's tragic news that this is not true.
Is that, wait, hold on.
Mother was responsible.
Is that really tragic news? I kind of think that's good news.
Well, no, I mean, it's tragic for me, and that's what counts.
Well, I mean, like most things in life, bad for Pip, good for everyone else.
Yeah, like most things in life.
That's what I just
said.
But
the thing is that I truly believe from hearing, I mean, she's 70 years old. I don't know what kind of shape she was in. But, I mean, hearing the condition and the smells alone of the place and the condition of the man, I just wondered, you know, this seemed like it was really a case of, you know, some kind of demented, you know, jailing. But, you know, perhaps he was mentally ill and didn't want to leave the place, and the two of them were just, disintegrating together.
What they did say, to be fair, like I said, they dropped the charges, but they're still investigating. So I don't know.
Okay.
If a technical thing the judges could, like I said, oh, you can't use this.
I don't even think it's one of the worst moms, though. I don't even think it's one of the worst moms. I mean, because as Pip said, we don't really know what's going. Like, we don't know how the kid feel. We don't know what's going on with this one.
You want a talk show? Due to the guy's condition, that it was more or less due to his illness that he was there, not the mom prohibiting him from leaving. The reason that I found it was is that I saw that the charges were dropped. Investigation is still ongoing. but charges were dropped. So,
and I got to tell you,
like I said, I thought the story was good. I mean, that was going to be my number one.
Nah, I don't think so. Not even that entertaining. Anybody could leave a kid in squalor. We expect that. We expect you to leave your kid in squalor. Again, that's like the first line on the resume. You beat your kid when you're drunk. You give him drugs. You know, you leave him in squalor. They have to walk along an abandoned road. Been there, done that. Not impressed.
28 years.
Listen, if you're good at something.
Well, you know, now, like I said, even with that, with this 28 year, and I'm thinking about all the rules and regulations we have. I'm like,
men have died.
What's going on for 21 years? I go, are they going to say, oh, it's not recent? But
well, if it was still going on,
Mother's Day.
If it was still going on in this, like in the year from like last Mother's Day to now, if it was still going on, it would qualify. Now, if something horrible happened outside of that time period, that would not be allowed. That would just be surrounding details. We've done this before.
Yeah, but like I said, it made it through every hurdle. I mean, it was close enough in May of last year, but it made it through every hurdle, and I'm still looking through. I'm like, this, and I'm like, son of a bitch, they dropped the fucking charges. Jesus Christ. All right.
Here's the thing, is that she had him in there for 28 years, and, I mean, obviously he wasn't taken to the doctor. He lost all his teeth. He's full of sores. I just saw another article that said that he was malnutritioned. Well, of course, you know. And, I mean, and the condition of the apartment alone was enough that this seems to be, you know, really a case of, you know, mistreatment in the way that, you know, he was living. So yeah. I don't know about, like, I believe that you said that they dropped the charges, but that could have been for a lot of technical reasons why that was dropped. I still think this is a terrible mother.
Well, nobody's giving her a coffee mug that says number one mom pimp. That's not the argument we're having here.
It sounded like you would.
That fucking house. Yeah. Never find it.
All right. Yeah. So let's see what Joe has. Joe, what do you got?
Okay. Florida mother arrested for leaving her 7 kids alone at home. Miami-Dade County, of course. A South Florida mother was arrested on multiple counts of child neglect for allegedly leaving her 7 children alone at home with barely anything to eat. She also did not enroll them in school and provide them with medical care, NBC affiliate WTVJ reports. Idle and Sainz Perez, if that's going to be true, 35, was arrested last month after officers responded to a home in North Miami Beach because one of the children reported their mother had not enrolled them in school. I wish that was my mom. I hated school. One of the children, a 15-year-old who has cerebral palsy, also told officers that he was supposed to be going to getting physical therapy, but his mother hadn't taken him. Why? The children said they haven't been to a dentist or doctor in 5 years, according to WTVJ. The police report also states the home barely had any food, and the kids had to eat rice for breakfast because they didn't have anything else to eat. The children also lacked clean bedding and clothing and claimed they had not been to the laundromat in 2 months. Well, thing here. What the fuck? But anyway.
I mean, seriously, like, guys, like in college, I never cleaned my sheets. I mean, that was just something that wasn't thought of. Cleaning the sheets, even towels were, like, barely cleaned up. In college, who knew? So, you know.
Do you hear that, everybody that Devin slept with in college? Did you hear that?
Listen. If they decide to sleep with me, clearly they have low standards. So you know, nasty Chewbacca sheets are not going to fucking ruin the deal. Trust me.
The kids allegedly told police they preferred to be put back in foster care than put in their mom's custody. God, why am I laughing? That's horrible. Perez,
well, because you're a terrible person.
I hate that. The teachers are shit doing these. Perez faces 7 counts of child neglect, 1 for each of her children. Do the math. And her total bond was set at 15,000 buckaroos. That's my numero uno story.
I got to tell you, I still contend Joe's number 3, my number 1, is the worst mom of the group. Because taking the nails off a toddler, very creative and excruciating. Not only that, giving the kids drugs, not even the cheap shit like meth, also cocaine. I mean, really, that is a terrible... How do you even get a toddler to sniff cocaine? How does that even happen? That is, in my opinion, Joe's number 3, my number 1... is the worst mother of the group. Not even close.
Well, I have to say that I did find the story that Joe said where they found 2 days later, the son in my story was found on December 1st of 2020, and then 2 days later they said, we just think that this is a case of his disease, not necessarily of her mistreatment, so, or keeping him. So I have to say that my story is knocked out on that technicality. I still think that that's kind of iffy.
No,
she's not winning any awards.
You're right, Pip, because like I said, it is iffy because the I don't know, maybe you looked it up, but what they said was the charges were dropped. The investigation continues.
It's been a year. They found nothing. He's a sick.
I know, but and the stopping the segment for a second. You can't. He dropped the charges for those reasons, but you just can't go. All right, see everybody later. You gotta look a little bit more. And I'm saying outside the context of the rules of the story.
Nay, nay.
Oh, no, I think that there's a lot more going on here.
Yeah, you know what we have here? We have a bad son who's letting his illness dominate this poor woman's life because he can't get his shit together. This poor woman is trapped. You know, listen, mentally ill people, there's a lot to do there. If this kid didn't have his fucking illness, this mom could have a normal life. She could be having the time of her life in the twilight years. So I don't blame this woman.
Sorry, you're explaining that to me?
See? You know what mental illness can do, Miss Helix. You know how what a drag and a burden it is. We all know. I don't fault this mother. This mother is the victim here. This mother, I feel bad for this woman.
There's a lot of shit going on in that house, man. Holy
shit. Yeah. No. I feel bad for both of them, actually, now that we're talking about it this way. So, I think that there's a lot going on here, but I will abstain from this category number one because there's other things afoot.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, really. So now it comes down to what was it? Your number one was so forgettable. I don't even remember what this woman did, Joe. I don't even remember what she did. Your number one.
Who's?
Joe's number one.
He's fucked in my balls. She leaving her seven kids at home.
Pish posh!
She didn't feed them. She didn't take care of the kid that had cerebral palsy. He had a scramble. He lived in squalor. And they couldn't wait to get back to foster care.
Where is the creativity? This is every fucking day. Again, Joe, I'm giving you credit here. But you just, your fatal flaw was you misplaced your terrible mother. You made the by far the worst mom your number three. I got nervous when you were coming in with the number three. But again, we're talking 20 individual nail bolts. That is dedication to being a god-awful mother, giving the kid cocaine and meth. Do you want the good stuff? Do you want the bad stuff? I don't know what your future holds. Maybe you're going to be hanging out with rock stars. Maybe you're going to be in a trailer park. We don't know. Have all the drugs. All the drugs.
To be frank with you, it's what you choose. I don't know what you have for your number one.
This!
You couldn't argue.
Your number three is my number one. That's what I'm telling you. The nail mother.
Your number two should have been your number one.
No. No. Listen.
Yeah.
No. When you are ripping the fingernails, think about that. Like, think about what we're talking about. We're talking about medieval torture. We're talking about what they do to fucking ISIS, Al Qaeda. What they do to our soldiers and our journalists when they capture us. That's what we're talking about. This woman did to her 20-month-old. That's what we're fucking talking about here.
Well, right, but the thing was is that you had a creative, and I wanted to start in on it. But, you know, you make your choices.
Listen, my only critique is this should have been your number one. To me, this is by far the worst mother. And trust me, my number two, she's terrible too. But all the kids have their fingers and toes.
She's an absolute piece of shit.
Sure she is. Sure she is. But I think this woman is worse. This woman is worse. Because like I said, any parent can abuse the kid. But this is a very specific abuse. This is very specific. Then you throw in a 20-month-year-old test positive for cocaine. Like, what do you do? Do you force that? Snort it! Snort it! You don't get to watch Barney until you snort the line. How does that even work?
I think that kid has been doing too much clubbing, is what I really think.
Well, you know what? Probably got a lift ride, Pip. You know how these kids are.
That's a good question. I'm sort of embarrassed. You know, I'm sort of embarrassed in asking this. I'm very much into the segment. You didn't read your story yet. You're number one, right?
I told you at the top. Mine.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said you guys go, because we already know the story.
Okay, all right. Because I don't know. Because I don't know if you stuff like you had your story. And you'll sub it with another one.
No. I'm going to be true. Listen, I have other ones, but listen, I got to be true to the cause. This is, in my opinion, this is the worst mother by far. This Jonelle.
Well, I think that we have to have the wrap up. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Because where are you know with the sub and this that and the other thing and you're. Where are we with this?
Well, the question is, I mean, Pips has been eliminated because it's a whole clusterfuck over there. Is Nails worse than, you know, just run-of-the-mill neglect? And I say yes.
I have to agree that the fingernail story is somehow, I mean, it's terrible. Joe's story is terrible. And,
thank you. I've heard that a lot of times.
it's really awful to have these seven kids be treated so badly that they would prefer to go to foster care. That's gross. But in some perverse way, the pulling off of the fingernails and toenails and the drugging of the baby is just a tad worse. So I'm saying I'm going. I'm still voting for the fingernail story. That was just horrible.
There we go. All right.
So here we go. So in third place for worst mother, we had the lift baby was mine. Then Joe's story was the pulling off the fingernails and toenails. Gross. Devin had the very entertaining story of the Grinch mom who decided that plastic surgery for her, no gift for kids.
Sure.
Was the way Christmas was going to go.
And by the way, if Joe did not pick a story I had, I would have argued the fuck out of her for number three.
Oh, yeah. No, Joe's story was so good. The Grinch mom was really entertaining.
Yes.
Then for second place, I had the bad role model mom who voted for her daughter to be homecoming queen using her confidential software hack.
Would have been terrible. And, you know, Pip, you know what would have made that story? If she'd done all that and then voted for some other kid, that would have been a better way to go with it.
Why would they have even done that?
I don't know, but I mean, she's supporting her kid. It's not even that bad on the scale of awful moms. Like, I get what you're saying. Oh, it's a bad lesson. Yeah, sure. But when you're coming up with the pieces of shit that we're dealing with, I don't even know how that makes the cut. I don't even know how you think that would place on this countdown.
Oh, this is in future returns because this kid is learning all the bad way to go.
Listen.
Yeah, this is a Bernie Madoff in the making. This kid.
There's no shining examples of quality parenting here. The family circle is not interviewing any of these moms.
I think the theme was in most of the stories, Dan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I actually don't understand how knowing the depth of the shit we deal with for this segment, how Pip thought that would come in number two. I'm mystified.
I was working on the entertainment aspect over the violence, but I see where I went wrong, and I have been thoroughly punished.
No, we'll be over later to remove your fingernails.
somehow knew that.
Then you'll
I'm
be thoroughly
all
punished.
My wrenches.
Yes.
So the Joe had for his second story the COVID smack up, where the mom just beat the tar out of the kids for not wearing masks, even though they knew they were little COVID carriers. And Davin won that category for All in the Family, where as soon as that woman went in to have her baby via cesarean section, her mother and her boyfriend packed the car to move it, shack up alone and leave her with her one-year-old and the newborn.
Well, Pip,
nice.
Pip, you forgot the most important part of that. The boyfriend was a car parts salesman.
Oh, yes, that was somehow the most important part.
Yes, he was
the most salient part.
Don't know why they included that.
So now, for number one, I was locked out of the category for I had the Stockholm Syndrome iffy story about the sewer-covered man found 28 years later in his mom's flat. But mom isn't charged, so that was knocked out. But then we had Joe with lucky number seven. Seven kids, locked in the house, nothing to eat, terrible conditions. And Joe, and sorry, Davin had also used the fingernail story, but he put it in the number one position. So he won that category with the same story.
And that's the new, I'm not going to argue the ruling. So basically in the future, if you've got another element of the game is going to be placement of your story.
Always has been. Always has been.
Yep,
always.
I'm not arguing the point. I never knew that. I did not know that. So basically placement. So because sometimes in the past you say, oh, I've got the same story. I was going to use that. So basically moving forward, if you've got a story that's the same story, but if we're on number three, you feel that I would go to number one, then that will also be the official rule.
I did not show my cards. What I did was I played the game. I picked apart your story. Although I knew ultimately I was going to have to concede number three because I could not say my number three deserves to beat this person and then argue.
Like I said, I'm not, you know, arguing. I didn't know that. However, it adds another element of playing the game where your conviction, if somebody's got the story at number three, the story is already out there. You have the balls to hold on to that story with the conviction of you feeling that it's number one. There's another element to the game. So I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not arguing. It is another element to the game. I just want to be, because I never knew it was a firm rule, so we will make that.
Well, it's not a rule. It's not a rule, Joe. It's strategy. It's what.
But what I'm saying is that we've made rules as we've gone on with it. Matter of fact, perfect example, we're going to be doing the worst dads in several weeks.
Something to look forward to.
With that in mind, if you have a story that you feel that, you know, that you picked it as number, you know, you had it as number one, but another person leads it off as number three, it is a little bit more of a challenge that your conviction to feel that could go for number one. Also, the presentation that you'll have to have during the course of the segment, knowing that you'll have to go with the same story and prove while it was number one. So, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I thought I played that masterfully. I pretended that I did not think it was worthy, but ultimately I relented. I thought I played that well so that I could stand by it for number one, because really that was the worst mom, and it was creative.
And I was suspicious when you let go of number three as easily as you did.
No. Well, I mean, it was creative.
It was great.
Listen, I'm a fair man. All right. Very good. I win again, but that was very good. Very spirited. That was very fun. I have a couple of also-rans real quick. This mother did not make my list, but what a piece of shit she is. and very creative. So she's taking her six-year-old to Disney World. She packs like a gun in her handbag. Before they get to the gate, she stashes the handbag with said gun. People at Disney World, the people who work at Disney World, see what's going on, see that this woman has stashed this handbag. They get the handbag, they open it up, there's the gun. She blames her six-year-old for the gun being there. No, that's the 6-year-old's fucking fault. No, I would never bring a handgun to Disney. The 6-year-old must have done it.
Oh my God, what is wrong with her?
And
first of all, why are you bringing a gun to Disneyland? And why would you think they're going to take the 6-year-old into cut? You shouldn't have a sword off with you, son.
I know.
I mean, people are so fucking stupid.
You know,
thank God.
We got all the way here, and I found out my 6-year-old was packing, and the best thing I could think to do is ditch in the bushes.
So that, but I thought that was very entertaining, but that did not make the cut. And then I have a celebrity entry. So apparently, Kellyanne Ann Conway leaked a picture of her 16-year-old topless, and that made its way.
Of course she did,
and that made its way.
I read about that.
Yeah. So that's in the celebrity category again. Very entertaining. Very bad. Just not worthy of the list, but certainly worthy of a footnote.
I had a Florida woman who I discounted this story mostly because I didn't think it was creatively bad enough, but it was I didn't like all the entries that the child had, so I thought that this would be not good for our purposes. But the beginning of the story is that the mother threw the 1-month-old baby at the father, figuring that he didn't catch.
So that maybe it's an entry for worse dads.
She was held a knife on him, and I think that he was probably distracted by that, and that's why he dropped the ball, so to speak. I mean, it was terrible because, you know, the baby, he didn't die. She didn't die, but she was hurt, and hurt too badly for our purposes, for the, you know, the jollity of the stories. But I was just like, you know, You throw a one-month-old?
Well, Pip, you know what it is? It's kind of like throwing a football. You got to make sure you get a tight spiral on that baby.
Yeah.
She did not.
Well, then, you know what? She's not going to get drafted by the Jets. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I mean, really, she has to read the defense, see where all the daddies are, who the potential daddies, and she's got to find the open daddy. That's what you got to sit, boom, you got to fight. It's got to be fast, got to be tight spiral. You don't want to throw it too high, because then daddy has to lay out and could get hit in the ribs. It's not easy throwing a baby.
Yeah, there was interference on the play.
Yeah, well,
interference was the knife she was pointing at her.
It's a shame mommy's not going to get to turn pro. What do you want me to tell you? You know, not everybody can be a professional baby thrower, Pip. I mean, them's the rules. I don't make them.
I'm in the backyard practicing every day, and I have done so much better than her.
I feel like you don't have the proper footwork. I feel like that's what's really holding you back, and I don't think you're good enough. How do you like that? I'm going
to
be honest.
No, I think what's been holding me back is the neighbor who the baby belongs to.
Nah, well, that's the problem, man. People are like protective of their kids. You know what about for the love of the game? What about that's the problem with people? Where's the love of the game? Growing up, you could just grab a neighbor's baby and throw it.
Baby throwing is a lost pastime.
Sure, now we have to settle with dwarf tossing. It's not the same.
No, it's not, because they can complain. The baby is just down for whatever is happening. It's the mother that gets all about it.
Pip, well, to be fair, the baby complains. We just stick a pacifier in its mouth. You can't do that with a midget. They'll fucking hit you.
Oh, God. Are you going to save me bar stools in hell, you guys?
Well, Joe won't go. He wants to keep on haunting. But
oh, that's right.
But he'll
Will you, Devin? Will you save me a spot?
I plan on having a wing.
I don't want to drink my lava cocktail all by myself.
Listen. I mean, for you, hell would be by yourself, because you'd have nobody to yammer at.
A haunted house to get down there and wind up in hell. It's like, yes, I am. Where's
Devin?
Oh, that fucking guy. He's
down
there.
Sure. I'll be running
further
shit.
Down.
I'll be running shit. Satan's going to come to me with questions. I have ideas. I have thoughts. I'll make it better.
And hell is going to be Mike, and we're gonna and our spots are gonna be 1,378,000 and 1,379,000.
Well, Joe,
how long
do you
want?
Joe,
okay,
eternity.
Joe, if you would like a spot in hell at the hell, Mike, you can email me at my Hotmail account.
Yes.
Hotmail.
What you did there.
Well, I'm very funny. I'm very funny. Yeah. There'll be jokes like that for eternity in hell. You guys can all look forward to it. All right. Very good. Very good.
Oh, it will be hell.
Very good job, you guys. That was very spirited. We have one more to do. Worst dads, which generally are not as entertaining as the worst moms, to be fair. But we will scour the interwebs to find some entertaining and horrible, horrible fathers for your entertainment.
Oh, I'm sure that they look. All we have to do is look at Florida alone, and I think that we'll find a couple of keepers.
Well, you know what? I went back to back with England this year, so you never know. You never know where bad parenting is. I contend where there's
really. What? Really, for mothers, I checked England myself for the mothers, nothing doing.
No, well, I had the selfish mom, and I had the whore mom. They were both from England.
Yeah.
I had to go all the way to Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see anything cooking in England.
What do you want me to tell you, Joe?
But the simple fact is, we're going all over the fucking world. We're scouring the world for the biggest piece of shit.
Sure. It's a service.
And yet we find them.
It's a service we provide.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome, America, and every place else where you listen. We're an international show.
That's right.
And also, here's our disclaimer. For this point in the year on, if you people are going to do terrible things to your children, you got to step it up. You have to be, it has to be funny. It has to be bizarre. And, you know, don't kill them, because then we can't use the story. So just enough so that we think you're terrible, but not so much that everybody feels bad about themselves after they read the story, okay?
I'll tell you, Pip.
Right. To all law enforcement, just keep the charges going until we're done with the segment. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Pip, all I will say is the guidelines you have laid out are the guidelines I use in parenting. So they are very wise words.
Gotta clear off that mantle for the Father of the Year award.
Sure. It's coming. It's coming.
Wouldn't that be funny if Joe and I just showed up with stories about Davin?
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's gather. Let's calm down. Let's cleanse the palate. Oh, here we go. She's going to fucking wet herself. You know what? Get it out of your system. Because I'll tell you what. For over a year, my basement's been dry. I want to keep it that way. So get your little piddle-paddle puddle out of your goddamn system now. Because I don't want to go back to that shit. All right? Here we go. You know, once all the restaurants come back, there'll be more reads at the end. There'll be more opportunity for Pip to lose her shit. There we go. All right. Well, on the break, we have new music from Just a Jester with Call of the Wild and Mick J. Clark with A Song Has Gotta Swing Like Sinatra. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. When you come back, we'll do some scamming scammers. You know, Fake Davin and Caroline are lovey-dovey in one. On the other end, on another platform, they're on the rocks. We'll recap. We'll get going. Pip will throw some sawdust on Pip. She'll dry out, and well, look at her. Look at her, Joe. Look at that. Look at the fucking mess that she is.
You know what? Sitting in the comfort of my own home, I don't mind that much. Sitting in front of the mic at your house, trying to get the reads done at 9:45 at night, not so much.
Yeah, it's a little. Fair point. You know what? Listen, I'll give you sitting, looking at her on the screen at her house. I don't care what destruction she does to that chair. My house, different. Feel a little differently about it. But
there you go.
I'll have to pip-proof the house again. It's been over a year. You know, we'll get the fucking sawdust, and we'll get the tarps,
right,
the Glad bags, the change of underwear for Pip. We'll be prepared for next week for the invasion. All right.
Nice.
Let's take our break and let Pip whatever she does. We'll be right back.